Quackenbush. Kelly Gramlich. It's Out of Bounds on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Who do you play for?
Play for the United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clinton, I've been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
Social experiments. USA. 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 USA.
Okay, okay. You know, what does that even prove, okay? You chant anything, people will join in. Canada! 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night! And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
Oh, gosh. This has something to do with numbers and processing. And it carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. Deshaun Watson, pase, touchdown! Touchdown, Clemson! Renzo! Con un segundo!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really, a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. It is Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich live in the Blue Ridge Security Solutions Studios. BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Check them out today for all your security needs. Home business doesn't matter. Blue Ridge going to hook you up. Blue Ridge Security Solutions. .com 654 Roar is the phone number if you'd like to get in on the program today. Lots of discussion on the college football kickoff show last night, which was a resounding success. Perhaps the greatest event that we have ever done at this station. When dignitaries show up and they can't get in, that's a problem. But it's a good problem. Because they're making people wait outside. There were people legitimately standing outside and listening to us inside a building. Basically, like those of you who couldn't be there and listen on the radio. That is unbelievable. Like, that blows my mind.
Said dignitary did inform us that he was not allowed in until someone left because Twin Peaks was at capacity. They couldn't let people in. There was a line. That's insane.
That's insane.
That's awesome. So thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone that came out. It was so much fun. I had a blast.
That was your first time.
Well, I was there last year, but I wasn't
on the
panel.
Well, yeah, it was your first time on the panel. How was that?
It was awesome. I really enjoyed it. Thank you to upper management for putting me up there, which was really fun. We had two first-timers, Brad and myself, and I think Brad did an awesome job holding his own, being on that side with Walt. So, you know, you definitely got to hold your own because Walt's bringing it. And it was just a blast. So much fun. Mickey did an awesome job as a moderator. He's so good at that. Really good at dishing the rock. He was like John Stockton up there. All assists.
John Stockton.
But longer shorts.
I was going to say, with the short shorts.
Longer
and
shorts.
And the cord vision.
But I mean, John Stockton, you see as kind of like an older figure, right? And Mickey, my favorite thing about Mickey, he really is a young buck. Don't get me wrong. He's not like a grandpa. But he has these glasses. You know, he has the glasses he wears on the edge of his nose like a grandpa.
Yeah, he
and
does.
They break apart in the middle. They're the magnetic glasses. And so whenever he's trying to read something, he pulls up his massive tablet, right? Holds it right up to his face with his readers on and puts the readers together in the middle with the magnet, and I die laughing every time. But he did a great job. Great job. Oh, did you have fun, Kwok?
I had a blast. You know, I got to be honest. It's like doing 6 hours radio. Like, I had a couple long days. I said this on the air.
6 hours in 8 hours. In an 8 hour span, we did 6 hours radio.
It was a little taxing. Like, toward the end, you can definitely... You can feel your vocal cords get a little tight.
I'm a little hoarse.
Like, I know this sounds like first world problems, but it legitimately is the case. And I will say that were it not for the enthusiasm of the crowd, I might have lost it. Like, my voice was starting to go a little bit toward the end. Energy starts to wane. The crowd keeps you in it, though, especially when you're live like that. The crowd keeps you in it. And so even when you're not, like, you know, standing to your feet chanting my name, although... You know, if you wanted to do that next year, that'd be great. I would so love that. While people were not doing that, just having so many people that care so deeply, not just about football, but about our station, such loyalty, to see it on display, it was really, it was just fun to be there. It's fun to be in that place for people who totally and completely disagree with our takes on sports to come up and say how much they enjoy our show. People from other fan bases coming up and speaking to us. I mean, you can't really put into words what that means when sometimes it can feel like we're just talking to ourselves, and it just helps to put faces with an audience that I know is in the thousands and spans the globe, but sometimes, again, it can feel very small. It's not. And nights like last night really solidifies that idea in our minds. So thank you to those of you who came out. We're enthusiastic and supportive and really helped us enjoy what we were doing a little bit more.
And the crowd was there from the beginning. I mean, for the whole 3 hours. And I think that is really indicative of the knowledge base of our listeners. The
oh,
fact
yeah.
that they care about every single conference, because we went through every league and we talked about teams that, you know, you wouldn't think that you would talk about on a random day on the Clemson flagship station, but we're talking about every single team across the entire country, and the listeners were tuned in and knew what we were talking about and were very much in it. And so to stay all 3 hours, and we didn't even talk about Clemson really until the last hour, I thought that was awesome. I thought people might start trickling in a little more around Clemson, but it was packed from 5 to 8. And even before that, when we walked in around, 4:15, Kwok?
Yeah.
It was already packed.
It was already packed.
Which was crazy.
Unreal. Absolutely ridiculous that happened. I just totally and completely tremendous.
I like this text from Brandon and Easley. He said he was there last night. He walked into Twin Peaks, and a guy threw a foam football right at him. And he said he made a catch that would make OBJ proud because the pass was bad.
It was bad. It was real bad.
He enjoyed it.
I threw it up and realized there was a low hanging
light. Oh, you threw
the
pass?
I threw the pass.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I threw a poor pass. I assume it was mine.
He said a guy threw a foam football at me.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Mine wasn't a football. It was a t-shirt. Sorry.
Oh,
I'm splicing stories. That's my bad.
Can you listen to me?
I was a little distracted, but... I did throw a bad pass, and I was scolded for it by the person who caught it. So it does work in a contest.
Okay, bottom line, Brandon says he enjoyed it and will be back next year. That's all that matters.
Very good. Thanks, Brandon.
Even with the bad pass from maybe a fellow listener.
We appreciate that. Did anything shock you last night? Anything surprise you? Anything just really throw you for a loop?
In terms of our predictions?
Anything in the 3 hours that you're like, what?
I don't think anything. I mean, I wasn't shocked to see all the people there because I had seen it last year, but it was kind of a pleasant surprise that our listeners packed it out that much. You know, I mean, every year you think, okay, people are going to show up, right? But who knows? I mean, there might not be as big of a crowd as last year. There's always a little bit of doubt. It was amazing. So not that I was shocked by the turnout, but definitely pleasantly surprised and encouraged. And that was really fun to see. In terms of predictions, I'll say, I mean, I think everyone was kind of thinking it. I was very surprised to see Walt pick Kansas State to make the playoff and then win the national championship. I wasn't surprised that we all had Alabama winning it all. I was surprised for you, Kwok, because you picked Wisconsin to win the Big Ten.
Yes.
And to make the playoff, as well as Penn State. So you had two Big Ten teams. I surprised myself a little bit because I have Auburn and Alabama in the playoff, and I will explain that and fight to defend my pick. Ben was alluding that I might be backing up a little bit on the pick. He could not be more wrong. I stand by my selections. And I think, again, I surprised the audience maybe by not picking Clemson to win the ACC. I think the rest of you guys did. I'll back that up, too. It's not that I wanted to say that, but I was trying to be, you know, a little impartial. And frankly, as my first time on the panel, I felt I needed to bring it with a little bit of boldness. You know, I didn't want to go up there and just chalk it up and just say Southern Cal, Florida State, Ohio State, Bama. You know, I didn't want to do that. So I tried to go out. I tried to be a little bold with my picks, and I hope that you guys enjoyed that.
I don't want to belabor, and I don't want to belabor obvious points that I've made for weeks and months about Florida State, but I did make a last-minute choice yesterday. I said I was throwing everything, and really it was the Atlantic Division. I said I'm going to throw everything out. I'm going to look at it through a fresh set of eyes yesterday.
Wait, did you pick Florida State to win the ACC?
No.
Okay, you didn't. You switched. You had them initially.
I voted for Florida State to win the league at ACC football kickoff a month ago. And we both did, right?
Yeah.
We both picked Florida State.
I did. And I had Clemson second in the division.
I had Clemson third because of the three-way tiebreaker with Louisville. I felt like Louisville would beat Clemson and maybe Florida State would have one loss. But here's my problem with that. The extent to which an offensive line hurts a team's ability to reach its ceiling is always, 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 always undervalued at the start. And my primary example for that, for this audience in particular, is the Clemson team in 2008. The Clemson team in 2008 had everything that you could possibly want in a team except offensive line. And Tommy Bowden was resigned in the middle of that year because everyone expected Clemson to win the ACC. Well, the majority of people expected Clemson to win the ACC in spite of that one weakness. There is not a team that has ever achieved anything of consequence with peers that also are very talented and well-coached and execute well and really great teams. There is never a team whose primary weakness is offensive line. And I don't mean their offensive line is not quite as great as the other things that are great. I mean the offensive line is porous. The offensive line is weak. The offensive line is a sack of pudding. They're not very good, okay? They're very soft and they're not a tone-setting line. They're not a tough line. And the more I thought about Florida State, even if I see the wins, there is going to be a time when DeAndre Francois gets sacked seven times. And when I started thinking about Jake Browning and Washington, how I didn't put Washington in the playoff because I can't trust Jake Browning to be healthy for two straight seasons. Like the last 2 years, he wasn't healthy in critical moments 2 years ago. Those are the games they lost. He wasn't healthy last year. At the end of the season, they got destroyed by Alabama.
But you did pick Washington to win the Pac-12.
I picked him to win the Pac-12 because I'm not buying USC that much.
You're not just not buying USC. You're selling them in the bargain bin for $2. I mean, look, you are way down on USC.
I picked him to win the South. I picked him to win the division.
Look who's in their division.
I thought
you
about Utah.
You got to beat Colorado.
I thought about Utah.
Okay, the Utes.
Yeah, half their division is going to have coaches fired by mid-October. Really and truly.
And they don't draw Washington in the regular season.
Exactly. Like, they're going to win 10 games. I don't think they can possibly meet the standards that people have set, and that's going to lead to some disappointment, I think. There's a lot of, I would say that there are a lot of question marks surrounding the picks that we had last night because there are a lot of question marks surrounding just about every team in the nation going into the season. There aren't elite. Walt's been saying this forever and ever. There aren't elite teams. There are not teams better than Clemson and Alabama were a year ago. That's not something that we're going to see this year.
That's something that all of us agree on 1,000%. I think this year you knew Alabama and Clemson were the class of college football. And you thought if everything went right for both teams, they could have a rematch, right? And it did happen. It did happen. And Washington and Ohio State and somewhat Penn State put themselves in that category as well. This year, I really am not sure if we're going to have an elite class for three or four teams that we know are the best. I really am not sure if we're going to have that. I think Alabama is going to obviously be up there in the discussion because of pure talent, especially if they hit their stride late. But I think that's why this season is so fun and why bold predictions are necessary. Because this year, we always say it every year, college football is very unpredictable. That's always true, but this year I think even more so because there's a lot of unknowns. There's maybe even more unknowns than normal, especially I think in the ACC because you have such great defenses. We love Florida State, NC State, and Clemson. Their front fours, their defensive lines are excellent. Maybe the three best in the country. But when you have really good defenses and you pair that with tons of young, new quarterbacks, I think you're going to see tons of inconsistency across the board. And the ACC is going to be one that's going to take a step back. And you're going to see there's going to be good teams and teams that can compete and possibly make the playoff. But I just don't think the consistency is going to be there amongst the elite teams.
I would agree with that. That's why, I mean, when people are picking one-loss, two-loss teams to be in the playoff mix, I think we are going to see that.
For sure.
We're going to see a lot of teams up there at the top that can stake a claim.
Will there be an undefeated team? Do you think there will be? Manny Robinson said on our show yesterday that he didn't think there would be one.
I don't think so. There's too many pitfalls in some of the better teams, some of the more respected team schedules.
And mainly because a lot of these big schools are challenging themselves in the non-conference like we wanted them to, you know? We wanted that, we asked for it, and now we're getting it.
And also because there has not been an undefeated champion in the playoff era, the brief playoff
Which
era.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, I know.
The last undefeated champion was Florida State, the last BCS championship.
That's right. 654 Roar is the number. You want to get in on the North of Communication phone lines today. Brett Friedlander is going to join us in our next segment. Pickens at Easley tonight. It is at Easley, by the way. Pickens is at Easley tonight. 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock kickoff as high school football coverage begins here at the station. Vote on our poll. You got like 4.5 hours to figure out where we're going to go next week. We've got some great games on tap. Go to WCCPFM.com. We'll kind of update you on where that stands moving forward through the show. We also on our show today we're going to have a little schedule conversation. We've got all name team as
well. Come on. Best day of the year.
Absolutely.
Well, I already said yesterday was the best day of the year. Best 2 days of the year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the best day because I woke up and have a new chance at life today.
Also, the full show from last night is on WCCPFM.com right at the front when you head to the website. So check it out. And we're going to get the pictures up from last night on our Facebook soon. So if you took a picture of Sanders, took your picture and you were there, be looking for those and tag your friends and do all that fun stuff.
Before we get to Brad, this hour brought to you by Locomar in Clemson. Get that marathon gas and stick it in your vehicle. Put it in there. Let it fuel your ride. Last night, Kelly drove. We were sitting in traffic. If she had terrible gas, it would have run out. But she doesn't. Because we go to Locomar and put gas in her vehicle. That marathon gas, it is absolutely the best. They have great prices on it as well. Some of the lowest here in the area. And they also have craft beer. They also have a great location right near campus. They are open late, a great food and drink selection, and the friendliest staff you'll find at a convenience store. All that at your fingertips. 480 Old Greenville Highway is the street address on Highway 93, right off of 123, across from Bojangles in Clemson. Go by and see him. Our friends at Locomar, Marathon Fuel and the American Spirit at Locomar. Short break. We'll come back. Brett Friedlander going to join us talking ACC next.
A need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
It's bow time at Bojangles. For a limited time, enjoy 8 pieces of perfectly seasoned chicken for just $10.99 and get 4 free biscuits. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders Online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your national champion Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit FoundersSFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Football season is coming in hot, and First Team Sports is already gearing up with your top source for sports in South Carolina. Since 1994, First Team Sports has been your source for all sporting needs. The only place in the upstate to get new gear is First Team Sports, including varsity jackets. First Team Sports can custom make any style jacket for any school. Top quality products you won't find just anywhere. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sport. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard, call 268-6227. That's First Team Sports.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements, no one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Hi, I'm John Berner, the new owner of the Butcher's Block. We are taking things up a notch and delivering the best ingredients and meals in the area. Fresh meats and vegetables always make a better meal, and the place to get the freshest farm-to-table meats is the Butcher's Block on North Main Street in Anderson. Football season is upon us, my friends, so why not let us take care of all of your tailgating needs and supply you with full packages ranging from mouth-watering wings, chicken fingers, marinated steak tips, chicken breasts, and shrimp skewers, plus all the fixings that you can pick up on your way to the game regardless of game time. Ready for your grill or fresh off of ours. Don't be an average tailgater and step up your game with the help from the Butcher's Block. Be sure to call ahead and get your tailgating packages reserved. The Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. Call 359-2099 or use the Call Now feature on our Facebook page at The Butcher's Block SC. And check out our page for free weekly giveaways.
Hello, it's Neil Monahan with Monahan Company Real Estate. Now that your spring cleaning is done inside your home, it's time to think about a clean vehicle. As we celebrate our 10th year in business, this month the Monahan Company is giving away one full month of unlimited car washes from Tiger Express Car Wash in Clemson. Tiger Express is Clemson's car wash, just like the Monahan Company is Clemson's locally owned real estate company. Call us today at 639-1188 or stop by our College Avenue office downtown and let's talk real estate.
We do the impossible every day. We pursue our mission with excellence and integrity to become leaders and warriors. Our differences make us stronger. Our values make us one. We're the United States Air Force and want to speak with you about a career that makes a difference. We offer great benefits like the GI Bill, free housing, and money for food on top of base pay. We're looking for special ops for those who want mental and physical challenges. Fly high with the United States Air Force.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
I was being sarcastic.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
All the single ladies, all the single ladies.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, the craziest thing to happen last night was very clearly Walt picking Kansas State to win a national title. That's got to be the craziest thing. I looked up the odds of that happening. That's bolder than most of the predictions that we did
safe
on the show
to say,
yesterday.
Walt put a ring on it with Kansas State.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
He took the leap.
Like I'm gonna give you some peers that, according to Vegas, the most recently updated odds. This is at oddsshark.com. As of 2 weeks ago, this is fairly recently updated. This is the most recent I could find. I'm gonna give you some peers for that selection. We'll do that coming up. Before we get to Brett Freeland, I want to tell you about Harrys.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Harry's is sweeping the nation. And we know this because people from all across the fruited plain and even around the world have switched to Harry's. Over 3 million guys, and he tells us about it. Like, for instance, Kelly's dad is now all aboard the Harry's train and loves it. My whole family has tried Harry's in multiple states, and my family loves it. People all over the place, word of mouth or at this station or whatever, are spreading the good news about Harry's. It's a good deal. Chase, today, Chase started shaving with Harry's for the first time and said it was amazing. Chase, your thoughts on the Harry shave?
Best shave I've ever had, in all honesty. The shave gel is just amazing. And the post-shave balm, absolutely love it.
That's what I'm talking about, Chase. And we did not pay him to say that. We don't pay our interns.
I wish.
We gave him a t-shirt that one time, but that doesn't count.
We did. That doesn't count. He's wearing it today. Get the starter set for free. Harrys.com/OOB. The blade cover. The shave gel. The 5 precision engineered blades. The lubricating strip trimmer blade. The ergonomic razor handle. Get all that for free. Absolutely free. At Harrys.com/OOB. Just cover a few bucks into shipping. That's all you got to do. Harrys.com/OOB. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. Brett Freelander, NSJOnline.com. The North State Journal joins us right now talking a little Atlantic Coast Conference. What's up, Brett?
Not much. Before we get going, I have got two questions for you.
All right.
One, what sport did your guy pick Kansas State to win the national championship in? And number two, if it was football, does he have the Jets winning the Super Bowl?
So you're not buying Kansas State, I take it.
It's like Powerball. I might put $2 down on it just because you can't win if you don't play. But, I'm not going to use that as my retirement my retirement fund, that's for sure.
It's a 75-1 at oddshark.com right now. So you could, you put a couple bucks down, that's 150. I mean, that'll pay a couple bills for you.
Right? I mean, there you go.
Now,
it ain't happening, but hey, dare to dream.
One of the bold predictions I made yesterday was concerning North Carolina, and I said that North Carolina wouldn't make a bowl game. Now, I was told by several people, Kelly, that it wasn't that bold. You've been at practice with the Tar Heels. You know a little more about that situation. Am I crazy for thinking this team's got too many holes to go 6-6?
Yeah, they got too many holes and a really difficult schedule, too. I tell you what, they could definitely make a bowl, but they could just as easily not make a bowl because this team is really a you want to talk about unknown quantities and mysteries going into that first game. I don't think Larry Fedora and his staff even have a clue as to what it's going to look like when they get out there. Theoretically, they're still, battling four quarterbacks for the starting job. They've got a scrimmage tomorrow. My guess is that field is going to get narrowed down to probably in half by tomorrow. They've got questions galore at the wide receiver position to the point where two true freshmen, Daz Newsom and Bo Corrales, are probably going to be in the starting lineup if the season were to start tomorrow. And then offensive line is kind of a mishmash right now because you've got a graduate transfer from Florida who's playing center. You've got a graduate transfer from Southern Cal who left the program, I guess it was the 7th of August, so it was about 10 days ago, left the program and on Twitter put that, his heart wasn't in it anymore. He thought that it would be a fresh start coming to North Carolina, but he was basically retiring from football. Well, he showed back up at practice yesterday, said he had second thoughts, so he's back. And because of the fact that Tommy Hatton, their starting right guard, had a concussion about 2 weeks ago and is still in the concussion protocol, he's right in the mix for the starting job, along with a kid by the name of Jared Cohen, who is another interesting story. 2 years ago, left UNC to transfer to Virginia. He went to Virginia last year, didn't like it there, and now is back at UNC as a walk-on. And because he's a walk-on, he can play right away. And so there are a lot of questions right now. And defensively, they're going to be a lot better, and especially across the defensive front. I think they're going to get a lot more pressure on the quarterbacks this year, and John Papuchis, their new defensive coordinator, has really kind of instituted a more aggressive blitzing system. And the question is their defense going to be good enough to carry that offense until they get some answers? And looking at the performance of that defense over the last 2, 3, 4 years, you got to say that's a long shot.
Brett, with all that chaos, I'm very hesitant to ask another UNC question, but this one is more about the NCAA infractions hearing that happened yesterday. We know that we're not going to get a ruling for probably about several months, but what have you heard about what happened yesterday with the UNC infractions hearing?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, there was a very large media contingent today at Larry Fedora's regular weekly defensive briefing, but they all wanted to know what happened in Nashville because he was called there on Wednesday, had to miss the day. Thankfully for him, it was the day off of practice already scheduled. But he wasn't giving any answers, basically said that he had a good time in Nashville, ha, 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 I got some good barbecue and this, that, and the other thing. But what I'm being told from sources who know more than I do, and to say who know what's going on, I think that's kind of disingenuous because I don't think anybody really knows what's going on. And when it comes to the NCAA, they are so, you know, arbitrary sometimes, and precedent really doesn't matter with them, that there's really no way of predicting this or knowing this. But I'm told that the folks at UNC, Bubba Cunningham, their athletic director, their chancellor, Carol Folt, basketball coach Roy Williams, women's basketball coach Sylvia Hatchell, Fedora, and then all their compliance people and lawyers, I'm told that they came away from this two-day, 15-hour marathon with the Committee on Infraction very optimistic, that they felt like it went very well. And the reason I think that they feel like it went well from everybody I've talked to who has even an inkling of what's going on is that I think that despite all the vitriol and all the, you know, the digging into the heels and the rhetoric that went back and forth in the UNC's response to the notice of allegations and then the NCAA's rebuttal of that, I think that both sides are looking to make some sort of a deal and come to some sort of a settlement. Because let's face it, if this comes down to a situation where the NCAA tries to drop the hammer on UNC, UNC is going to sue. They're going to go to court. And when they go to court, they've got a really good case about not that, you know, what went on was right or shouldn't be punished, but that the NCAA really is above its jurisdiction here and really doesn't have the power to enforce the academic situation that took place. And so I think what's going to happen is that both sides are going to try to come up with a settlement that will allow both to declare victory, and yet, neither side will really come out, you know, damaged that much. I honestly don't think, after talking to these people, that basketball, men's basketball, that is, and football are really going to get hit that heavily. We'll see. I think there may be a program-wide situation, probation situation. Right now, it's anybody's guess. And like you said, Kelly, these things, it's going to take 60 to 90 days, according to the NCAA. But keep in mind that the last time the NCAA ruled on a UNC case in the football situation back in, I want to say it was 2011 or 2012, it took 5 months between the Committee on Infractions hearing and the summary to come out.
Visit with Brett Freelander, our ACC insider for the North State Journal, NSJOnline.com. Check him out there also at BeFreedACC on Twitter. Duke had an interesting week on the hardwood last week because they get a five-star point guard to commit, and then the Marvin Bagley commitment and reclassification, and then Coach K gets a new knee. So isn't this like the best news ever for Duke basketball on the hardwood this week?
Well, it is. A couple of things. First of all, I think that Coach K is now like the bionic coach. He's got two artificial hips. He's got two artificial knees. You know, I think, you know, at some point they're going to, you know, I don't know what they're going to do, but, you know, instead of dying, he'll be cryogenically frozen somewhere until they can figure out a way for him to coach from a test tube or something. But, yeah, it's really interesting how that's worked out. But, you know, I think the fact that he's had another surgery, because remember he missed, 2 to 3 weeks during the season last year when he had his back work done. I think this kind of, all kidding aside, kind of points to the fact that, you know, his mortality is you know, becoming more and more of an issue. And if this team that he has this year takes this as far as, you know, the Final Four or winning a national championship, I would not be shocked if he decides to walk away at this point. The Marvin Bagley situation is still kind of an open-ended book. because while he's decided to reclassify and commit to Duke and to play this year, he's got to get through the NCAA clearinghouse. He has not yet been cleared, you know, because when you reclassify, you got to get certified. But Kelly, you've been through this process as an intercollegiate athlete yourself. He's still got to get certified. Now, I don't think it's going to be a problem, but, I mean, it's always a question because the NCAA is involved. So, you know, that's something to keep an eye on. But assuming that he does, you know, everybody's now moved Duke to the top of the polls, but keep this in mind as well. Last year at this time, people were saying the same thing about Duke. And you had Javon Delaurier and Marquise Bolden, who were five-star guys, who did not pan out right away the way they were supposed to and really didn't make much of an impact. And then you had Harry Giles, who never really got healthy from his knee injury, and Frank Jackson, who, frankly, I think Coach K misused by not putting him in as a point guard right away. So a lot of things can happen. Yes, it's a big week for Duke, and yes, it puts Duke in a very good position to be one of the elite teams in the country. But let's not start etching their name in the trophy, just as we didn't last year and also with Kentucky last year.
Well, isn't there a danger in putting too much stock in guys like Bagley? I would consider Bagley different than a traditional one-and-done because, I mean, he has made some moves specifically with the NBA in mind. He kind of seems like a Brandon Jennings who decided to go to China or somebody like that where, you know, where he plays his 1 year of ball is legitimately secondary to just being eligible for the NBA draft. I feel like getting in bed with that guy could cause some problems, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And here's something else to consider, too. And this is from my good friend Dick Hoops Weiss, who used to be the college basketball writer with the New York Daily News, and now he's with Blue Star Media. He pointed out that Marvin Bagley III, in his AAU career and his high school career, did not play on a team that finished with a winning record. And so, you know, you have to wonder how satisfied he is with getting his and how receptive he's going to be to maybe kind of defer and you know, lose some of those points and some of that stats for the greater good and to win, and how that, you know, that attitude will end up you know, meshing with Coach K, who's all about, you know, the whole fist thing. And so, yeah, that is definitely something to watch. And it is definitely an issue and, you know, could be a problem. Now, Coach K has had a history of getting guys like that to conform and to become part of the team. I mean, look what he's done with the Olympic team and all those pros and everything and how he's gotten them all to buy in, albeit just for a couple of weeks in the Olympics. So, you know, he's got his work cut out for him with Marvin Bagley. It's not a slam dunk that this team is going to run away, go undefeated, and win the national championship. But I'd rather have that kind of talent and try to do it than be a team that really is trying to scrape it together and have to play at the top of their game every night just to kind of compete.
No argument there for me. Brent Friedlander, NSAOnline.com, North State Journal, @BeFriedACC on Twitter. Follow me or get all kinds of great insight from him. Thanks so much, Brett. We appreciate the time, as always, this morning. Next week, we'll have actual games to break down, albeit some kind of stinky ones from the first Saturday of college football. Can't wait.
I can't either. Hey, by the way, I want to alert your readers also to my Twitter account and to my blog because I did a story yesterday. It's up on there now on Tyshawn Dye and Corin Wiggins, former Clemson guys who are graduate transfers at East Carolina. Both are going to start. Both are going to play very big roles, and I would not be shocked if Tyshawn Dye, if he stays healthy, has a 1,000-yard season. So you might want to check that out.
Brett, we certainly will. In fact, Kelly, we're going to retweet that on the station account, so we'll make sure people give that a look. Thanks so much, Brett. We appreciate it.
Have a great weekend, guys.
All right, you too. Brett Friedlander, join us from NSJOnline.com. Short break. Final segment, hour one. More on the predictions from yesterday. We will defend our successive choices, our respective choices, to put two teams from the same league, different leagues between us, but two teams from the same league separately, into our playoff predictions. We'll do that when we return. More Out of Bounds coming up next.
The countdown is on. 15 days to Clemson Tiger football.
First down, they give it to Feaster. He's going to turn it left side. Goes to the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Feaster. Oh!
Son, did I see 4-3?
Wow! He turned on the speed, got to that left corner, and ran it in the end zone from 45.
Every thrilling minute. On the flagship station for Clemson football. WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Upstate, listen. Way More Transportation is hiring experienced dump truck driving professionals to operate late model automatic trucks. For more information and applications, go to waymoretrans.com. That's waymoretrans.com.
The summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture is now in progress at Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your patio furniture and save during the summer clearance sale. Everything in stock is clearance priced on brands like Tropitone, Summer Classics, Panamint, Lloyd Flanders, Resista, and Metocraft. It's the summer patio furniture clearance sale at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Hey y'all, Caleb here from Local Q. Did you know we offer amazing monthly specials in addition to some of the best barbecue in Greenville? Every month our chefs collaborate to create four unique menu items, including an entree, sandwich, and dessert. More of a traditionalist? Come in and try our house smoked wings with one of our five bold barbecue sauces. So if you're hungry as a hippo, join us at 30 Orchard Park Drive, Suite 7. Or check out our menu at www.localq.com. Remember, Local Q is 21 and up at all times, so don't forget your valid ID.
Life insurance. You know you need it, but do you have enough? 85% of U.S. consumers agree they need it, but only 44% of United States households have individual life insurance, an all-time low. When asked why they didn't have life insurance, many said, "Nobody asked me about it." Well, make no mistake, I'm asking you today. Maybe it's because the process can be difficult. Maybe it's because the process can be frustrating. But as an independent insurance broker, we have all the best plans and rates. Life insurance is not for the people who die. It's for the people who live. Life insurance helps us protect what matters most, our family. Call us today to get a free quote, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make life insurance easier.
It's always a great time to buy from George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less and travelers rest, like 2017 F-150s starting at just $23,699. And remember, there are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. 2017 F-150 starting at just $23,699, serving you for over 85 years and four generations. George Coleman Ford, for the ride of a lifetime.
Offer good through October 2nd. Must finance with Ford Motor Company Credit.
Hey, Tiger fans, don't miss your chance to see the defending national champions in Death Valley this year. Clemson Tiger football single game tickets for select games are now available for purchase on ClemsonTigers.com. Be sure and reserve your tickets today as availability is limited. The 2017 season features another great home schedule, and this is your chance to be part of the action. Log on to ClemsonTigers.com to purchase your tickets, and we'll see you in Memorial Stadium.
It's the Earl Woon Memorial Golf Tournament, August 26th and 27th at Saluda Valley Country Club. Individual stroke play tournament will be flighted after the first round. There will be three divisions of players in the tournament. The open division will play from the blue tees, senior division 55 and older from the white tees, and the super senior 65 and older from the gold tees. Saluda Valley would like to thank Smith and Griffin of Anderson. Call Saluda Valley Country Club at 847-7102.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve. And the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
Gets the crowd involved, doesn't it?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. and the radio world.
Hour one continues. Out of bounds. William Quagamus, Kelly Gramlich. Any thoughts on, I mean, we kind of poo-pooed Duke and Marvin Bagley right there. I kind of agree with Brett, though, about Bagley and the potential danger of getting in bed with this guy.
Real quick, I do want to say, give me another sports radio show in the country where you can hear Beyonce and Zach Brown in the same hour.
I can't.
Can you think of one?
No.
I like our variety.
I would.
And this
I
is
do
a,
too.
This is a jam. Okay. I think what's interesting about, I get what y'all are saying, and I've been critical of it too. I mean, Duke has bought into the one and done situation probably the most of any team in the nation besides Kentucky, right? Would you agree with that?
Right now, yeah.
They have, and it's worked out well sometimes. I mean, the 2015 national title is a perfect example, but every other year it's been kind of I mean, Duke did win the ACC last year, but the bad showing in the NCAA tournament just kind of ruins those memories and ruins that idea that people forget that. The whole Bagley thing, I think it's more on him and his idea that, like you said, his entire focus is the NBA. And Duke's not going to turn him down. If he wants to come to Duke, you can't turn a guy like that down. But I do think it's interesting. A texter brings this up, and I did see this. They're unretiring Danny Ferry's number to let him wear it. And I don't like that.
That's bad juju.
I don't like that.
That's just bad juju.
Now, I will say Duke has retired literally almost every number. So at some point you do have to let some guys wear some numbers because they've retired pretty much every number. So it's getting to the point. But still, it does feel like you're kind of catering to anything that Bagley wants.
And he's not I don't see him as a one and done. People will use him to describe
you
one
don't?
And done. No. Here's what I see him as. For instance, we think Zion Williams is a one and done,
yes.
Right? We think Williamson's a one and done. We think most guys that go to Kentucky are one and dones.
Yeah.
Here's the difference between those guys and somebody else. Those guys finish up their high school careers. They go to college for the minimum amount of time, and then they go to the NBA, and they follow the process. They're not adjusting any part of their lives to speed up the process. In other words, to get through the system quickly to the end game. I talk about not skipping steps. This isn't skipping steps, but it's kind of just speeding up the process. You're trying to quicken the process. You're hitting the right trigger, so to speak, when you're going through this by reclassifying.
He's almost a one-and-done 2.0.
He's like a one-and-done turbo guy.
Yeah, turbo one-and-done.
Yeah, it's like, what's the guy in Missouri?
That reclassified.
Okay, he reclassifies.
No, I don't know if he reclassifies.
His brother.
His brother
reclassified. And his brother may just want to play for his dad and with his brother. I mean, you know, there could be any other reasons. I don't like this reclassify to go play because that feels like, first of all, I know what it's like in certain situations where guys want, like, for instance, graduating in December. There are some schools where it's easier to graduate in December than others. Schools that want their athletes to be successful and want to be good partners to colleges, especially like college football programs, stuff like that, they provide avenues for people to do that. But there is a cost. If you're trying to skip an entire year, which is basically what this guy's doing, so that you can be eligible for the NBA draft, and you decide this quickly, that tells me that high school is not your priority, college is not your priority, because you're basically cramming in things that are important for your development before you go to college. You're like cramming all that in, so you're not going to be developed academically when you get to college. You're just doing whatever you need to do to finish.
Your only priority is the NBA.
That's all you care about. So Duke is legitimately only, we say this about all one and dones, but it's only a stop. It's only a means to an end.
Yeah.
And there's no intrinsic value in Duke other than develop Bagley as a player for time that, frankly, he wishes he didn't need to have. He doesn't want to be there anyway. He wants to be in the NBA.
Because at least with some other players, I mean, Brett brought up Harry Giles. There was an idea that Giles might stay another year. Like there was, it wasn't an absolute made up your mind, you know, 100% fact that he's leaving. And with Bagley, it is. I mean, he's going to be gone as soon as he can. A Clemson example of this. Some listeners might not know this, but AJ Oliver, who is a freshman this year for Clemson, he graduated early from Daniel in December. And instead of reclassifying or doing anything crazy and maybe trying to graduate in August and doing all that, he came in early like a Deshaun Watson and just practiced and lifted and went to class and got better. And he's going to be a freshman this year and this fall. Kind of like with what the guys do that come in early, like a Hunter Johnson. and Deshaun Watson and Dexter Lawrence and all those guys. So you can tell when you come in early and you sit out, you don't sit out, but you don't play right away. You practice, you get better, you get stronger. That shows an investment in the program, an investment in the school. When you reclassify just so you can go to the NBA a year younger, that's definitely not an investment in the school.
Who wants to say that Bagley's doing this for any reason but the NBA at this point? Because quite frankly, and we're coming to you on the phone, 654-ROAR is the number. Quite frankly, the guy, now maybe they were planning this for weeks and months, but we're just now getting to the point where Bagley is saying he wants to reclassify. Like, do people not understand that you, like, when you make that choice, you then have to plot out for weeks and months, okay, this is how the next semester is going to go, and this is where I'm going to take extra courses here, and this is where I'm going to take extra courses here. You can't just show up one day and be like, I want to reclassify, and they're like, oh, well, okay, well, then we'll put you in this class, and 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 this class that you were going to do for a year. The timing of this seems very odd and fishy to me, and I don't like it. And I really don't like that Duke is in bed with this guy and bending over backwards. Like Will says on Twitter, you guys are okay with Clemson retiring numbers but not Duke. That's nothing to do with it. This guy legitimately is at Duke because he can't go to the NBA. There is no love of Duke. There's no passion for Duke. There's no loyalty to Duke. Duke is just a stop on his journey to the NBA. I would not unretire a number for any player that saw my institution as a stop.
Who's going to be there for 8 months? Who's going to be there for 8 months?
Exactly right. Let's go to Zeke, who's up with us next. 654-ROAR is the number of the Northern Communication phone lines. Hey, Zeke.
Hey, what's up, Quark? You guys did a great job last night.
Thanks very much.
I hate to agree with Kelly because, you know, she's a dookie, but she said something last night that I support her 100%. I'm not sold on Michigan either. I think she nailed it with Michigan. All the hype they're getting, I don't know why. I'm watching Jim Harbaugh is rated above Dabo Sweeney. This ain't the NFL, so I'm not buying that either, so... Kelly, I want to tell you, I back you on that one also. I think you're dead on Michigan.
Zeke, it's good to see Tar Heels and Duke people come together. It's good to see that.
You know what?
We need that message of unity.
And I know Kelly's about to agree with what I say. I don't know where Coach K changed. I think Jeff, when Capel got there, the recruiting changed. But listen, let's call it what it is. Duke is Kentucky, but maybe even worse right now.
Ugh.
Because they continue to get guys to reclassify. This isn't the first time they've had a guy reclassify to come there early. There's only one reason you reclassify. It's not so you can wear the Duke blue and white. It's so you can get as fast as you can to the NBA. Meanwhile, and I know Kelly hates this, over in Chapel Hill, throw the academic crap aside. The team that just won a national championship were a bunch of four-star recruits, juniors and seniors, that were excited about winning a championship. And that's just the truth. And Roy doesn't have to replace five at a time or four at a time and try to do like Kentucky and Calipari's doing. So I think you're dead on, Qual. And I've never heard that stat, but Dick Weiss is a sharp guy. Marvin Bagley's teams have never had a winning record. Qual, let me tell you something. I'm big on winners. guys that win in high school, win at AU, they win at college. They're winners. So that's going to be interesting to see how all of that pans out because – you know, Brett was right, Qualk. Just last year, I heard the same thing. And let's not forget, Duke had two lottery picks and three first-round picks and couldn't get out of the second round past South Carolina.
Right.
So let's not forget that. I know the talent they're going to have, but you know what? We'll see. Let's not anoint them yet. Last comments about Carolina football. You know this will be quick, Kelly. Qualk, listen, I do think that was a big statement to say a bowl game because with their schedule – you know, with Notre Dame on there, with Miami on there, the road games, the question marks, I've got them in between this, and Brett nailed it. I've got to win in either four games or seven games, one of the two. And that lies in how does Brandon Harris pan out? How do the young receivers pan out? Is the offensive line healthy enough? I do agree with him the defense will be much improved. We're not talking Clemson-type defense, but we're talking a better defense. But with that schedule, at Virginia Tech, at NC State, at Georgia Tech, I'm not sure that team can get to six wins. I think it was a bold prediction, Qualk, based on the schedule and the question marks. And I'm like him. I'm not going to know about this Heels team until I see a couple games. But let's remember, second game of the year, they've got Louisville in Chapel Hill. So I think we'll find out pretty quickly. But there's just too many question marks. Again, I think they could go 4-8. or I think they could max out probably at 7-5. The bowl game depends on how that offense improves. So I'll support you, Quark. I think it was a bold prediction to put Carolina in a bowl game based on what they lost and what they're trying to replace. And now we'll just have to see how that pans out. Thanks, you all.
Thanks, Zeke. Appreciate the phone call. You know, maybe it's not as bold to say North Carolina's not going to a bowl game. I still say when you hadn't done it in 10 years, I'm not buying this thing where North Carolina's defense is going to be better. They lost Chizik like in the middle of the offseason. You're not replacing that play caller.
I rarely say this, but enough basketball. Let's talk playoff next hour.
We're talking playoff.